The Czech Roman Catholic Church recently joined an ongoing debate about sexual abuse of minors by priests. Several church officials, including both the outgoing and the newly appointed Archbishops of Prague, offered their views on the scandal and on what the church should do to prevent such cases in the future. Although only a few cases of sex abuse have been disclosed in the Czech Republic, the debate now centers on how to tighten the rules of accepting candidates for priests. Unlike the Catholic Church in Austria, Germany, Ireland, and other countries, the Church in the Czech Republic has only faced a few scandals involving sexual abuse of minors by priests. The obvious reason why things were different is the fact that the communist authorities kept a close watch over the activities of the Church and banned priests from schools and other educational institutions. Wojciech Eliáš is the deputy dean of the Catholic Theological Faculty at Prague's Charles University.
There are existing debate, but mostly not concentrating the Czech issues or Czech cases is the problem of the whole church. And I think that really in the Czech Republic it's not the main issue. It's not our problem, because in the most difficult period, perhaps of the movement of free sex movement and so on, most of Czech priests was really very controlled by the state. So this is why it's quite difficult to say that they are not existing here, but really all the priests were under press and under control of the state. So this is why I think that is really not our problem.
But some cases did take place in the Czech Republic. In 1998, a priest in Eastern Bohemia was sentenced to 4 years in jail for sexual abuse. 3 years later, a priest in Moravia was given a suspended sentence for the same crime. Milan Badal is a Catholic priest and an advisor to Bishop Duka. He co-wrote the White Book of the Church, describing its developments in the last 2 decades. He says one such case also occurred during communism, but the authorities could not use it as a weapon against the Church.
Paradoxically, we can be glad for the communists who did not allow priests in schools or any other educational institutes for 50 years. Another aspect is that the past regime allowed the church to work with the elderly because the communists thought that once those people died, it would be over for the church. Working with young people was in fact banned, and very few of them went to church in those times. That's why only one priest was convicted, as far as I know, for child abuse. Paradoxically, though, the communist regime could not use this in its propaganda because the priest was a highly placed official of the organization Pacem in Terris, which collaborated with the regime.
In the wake of sex abuse scandals in other countries, Czech church officials have recently spoken out. The outgoing Archbishop of Prague, Cardinal Miloslav Vlk, said he never came across any such problems in his career, but called for an analysis of priest formation concerning sexual morale. On the other hand, his successor at the head of the Prague Archbishopric, Dominik Duka, sees the scandals as an attack against the church. Bishop Duka said on Monday that this campaign seeks to remove Catholic priests from schools and at the same time curb its financial support. Former dissident and current auxiliary bishop of Prague, Václav Malý, says the church should adopt strict rules on priesthood.
These issues were often taboo, while today people talk about sexuality and relationships much more openly. So I think the problem was that the candidates weren't as thoroughly tested. These tests cannot solve everything, but they can suggest whether that particular person has inclinations towards young men. I hope application procedures will be much stricter, which will make sure these wrongdoings will not happen.
But others are more skeptical about imposing strict rules. Priest Milan Badal says tests will not solve everything, and he also doubts that making celibacy voluntary for priests will prevent sex abuse.
To believe that some tests will solve this issue for good, it's like believing the state can make sure people don't kill each other. It's all about minimizing the problem. But a man with an interest in children will be interested in children disregarding whether he lives in celibacy or he's married or single. It's a disorder, it's a deviation that has to be dealt with by experts rather than by marriage. That's certainly no cure, no antidote.
The debate in the Czech Catholic Church has also touched upon celibacy. While most experts deny any existing link between sexual abuse of minors and celibacy, some suggest that many Catholics might consider celibacy as an answer to the problems with their own sexuality. Professor Petr Weiss is a leading Czech sex therapist.
It is possible that some people who feel that they are different in sexuality, in their sexual orientation from the majority, they choose this way of celibacy as most acceptable for them subjectively, for them. Because a lot of Catholics, especially Catholics, if they feel that they are pedophiles or homosexuals, they feel guilty and they don't want to realize their inner dispositions.
Professor Weiss also agrees with church officials that the number of pedophiles among priests is not higher than among any other group. What is higher, however, is the number of homosexuals.
I don't think that there is more pedophiles among priests, among Catholics, or I don't know. I think that among Catholic priests are more homosexuals. But homosexuality and pedophilia, these are two very different things. So there exists one research among Catholic priests from United States. It was anonymous research, and it stated that about 40% of American Catholic priests are homosexually orientated.
But for the Roman Catholic Church, homosexuality among priests has long been a taboo. Michal Semin is the head of a conservative Czech Catholic group, the St. Joseph Institute. He warns that a more liberal church, with more compassion for homosexuals, would make the problem of sex abuse even bigger.
If you want to have a liberal church, then be prepared for homosexual priests. I mean, if you look into the cases of those who are already confirmed abusers of children, all of them come from the liberal progressive wing of the church. There is not a single so-called conservative or traditionalist, a member of a traditionalist order. All of them were, to a certain degree, involved in various organizations and activities that call for reform of the church.
The Czech Catholic Church has not assumed an official position on the sex abuse scandals and on ways of how to prevent them in the future. From his point of view, sex therapist Petr Weiss says that removing celibacy alone will not resolve the issue of sex abuse in the church.
If in the future maybe celibacy will be removed from the Catholic law, when it will be voluntary, I don't think that there will be not any cases of abuse of adolescent boys. I think that it will be, but maybe if Catholic Church will change also attitude to homosexuality, when it will allow homosexual behavior as normal behavior, so the Catholic homosexuals will be much more free and they will not in the need to abuse when they will be able to have partner sex.